This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The U.S. thinks Russia has most likely violated a ban on testing low-yield nuclear missiles. What? Does that make anybody nervous? I wasn't part of the duck and cover era, but I heard all about it. Plus, in the meantime, it's all about Mueller, and will he or won't he when it comes to talking to Congress? It looks like he won't, but can he be forced to speak to Congress? He did his 8-minute or 8.5-minute number where he let it fly the other day, and that is the buzz heard round the land. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we slide into a weekend off of a short week, but did it not feel long? I don't know what it is about holiday weeks. Why would we complain? But it just seems like it just kind of lengthened things out. No days are too long for this guy, and he's headed to India soon anyway. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News, joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate, and I went to St. John's Central in Blair, Ohio, and we used to get under the desks. I'm old. We used to get under the desk for nuclear hits.
Under the desk, I love it.
Yeah, that would have saved us.
But you know what? Here's the thing. You talk about that when you went through those drills, and as you were doing those drills as a kid, did you think it was possible that, oh my gosh, you know, this may happen to us? Did it kind of put a little bit of scare into the students?
Oh, absolutely. And look, our friends in a little, you know, Appalachian town had built bomb shelters in their backyards, and we actually used to go up their house and then say, if something happens, can we go there with you? Oh yeah, I mean, I was a kid, but it was a real threat. I mean, everybody thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. And so now you have this thing about Russia likely testing weapons. And so what did we make of this?
Well, this one's I think this is a very strange story. And I can't really tell who's telling the truth right now. You know, we've come out, the United States, and it was the Defense Intelligence Agency director himself, Lieutenant, I think his name was General Ashley, and he told a think tank in D.C. that the United States believes Russia probably is not adhering to the treaty and has done a test, probably. Now, when you look at the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, that's a very comprehensive organization. By the way, Russia said it complies with this treaty, and it hasn't done a low-level test. And it ratified the treaty in 2008, right? We signed it and never ratified the treaty, by the way. In fact, there's only a few countries, including us, Iran, India, and China, that haven't ratified it. So this group, which has, since 2011, Kate, they've been putting out these sensitive devices worldwide, you know, that will pick up some type of explosions, et cetera. Now, that group is saying they have picked up nothing. So I don't know.
Wow.
Yes, that group has said they have picked up nothing.
All right, so a mystery. One thing that's not a mystery is we know that Robert Mueller doesn't really want to testify to Congress, but he did try to clarify some things when he decided to have a little presser at the Department of Justice. And I think, so I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think some of that is because he's been feeling some heat or feeling, I think, like people are shouting and blaming him. Is that why that happened?
Yes, you know, there started to be suspicion from my friends up on the Hill on the Democratic side. I started to hear some conspiracy theories. You know, he got a deal going somewhere, you know, all these things, because he hasn't been, quote, forceful, et cetera, hasn't come out and really, you know, slashed it bar. I'm not buying into that. I think that he's got a lot of heat, and that's why he came out publicly. And I think he also came out publicly to say, okay, I'm done. I'm a private citizen. I'm done. Now, Chairman Jerry Nadler of the Judiciary Committee, Kate, as you know, he kind of threatens contempt of Congress on the janitor, you know, that he sees that day. He's all over the place, contempt of Congress, you're not coming to talk to us, you know, contempt of Congress. And all of a sudden, Chairman Nadler of the Judiciary Committee in the House, Democratic chair, all of a sudden says, well, we heard him speak. I think we got what we needed, basically, from it. Whereas the other Intel chairman, Schiff, is like, it's his duty, Mueller's duty to testify. So I think Nadler, who's been trying to get Mueller to testify behind the scenes, I think he probably doesn't want into this fight with Mueller. They don't want it, you know, to go that way. Personally, I think after $25 million, 2,800 subpoenas and 500 witnesses, Mueller ought to go testify. But he's kind of made it clear, well, you know, this is what I'm going to say. If we look at the parts of it, though, Kate, he said, you know, hey, Russia interfered with the elections, and he basically is not saying there's collusion with Trump. And he didn't really attack Attorney General Barr. You know, he kept saying that he released a significant portion. But when it came to obstruction, his quote was, if we had had confidence the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said that. Then he said, we did not determine whether the president did commit a crime. So he kind of had his cake and eat it, too. And it's starting to make people a little bit leery of him. But it looks like, you know, if he goes to testify, he's probably not going to do hypotheticals. Like, you know, if he wasn't the president, would you prosecute him? He's probably not going to do hypotheticals. And where does that get the Democratic side? This one's sketchy now.
It is sketchy. All right, this is interesting, and I might have buried the lead, but the president announced that a new 5% tariff is going to be heaped on Mexico in an effort to put pressure on the country to stop the inflow or influx of migrants from Central America making their way to the U.S.-Mexican border. This is a big deal, and this is to try to stop, again, the people coming from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, from coming across. Do you think this is going to have a serious impact?
Well, I don't know if he's going to carry this one out, because the timing of this, Kate, is so weird. I've been trying to figure this out. Look, they just did a deal. The president had a great deal. It doesn't sound like, but it's huge. It was a great deal. And he had a good deal with Mexico and Canada, and that has to go through the Congress now, which would be really bad if Speaker Pelosi would not pass that. I can't imagine, you know, not passing that. Well, having said that, though, on the heels of this, since Mexico did do a deal with us, and I'm trying to see, well, would the president want to put this type of penalty on Mexico and have some kind of backlash from Mexico? I don't know. I kind of believe that, you know, he wouldn't want to go down this path in the end. You know how the president does. He does some things to get concessions. So I think if Mexico reacts even privately a little bit better about trying to control, he may not actually do the tariff, because he just got to deal with them.
Yeah, so in a way that wouldn't make sense. It's certainly not to blow that deal. No, wouldn't be good. When do you go to India?
I am going the 21st, a short trip, but I'm going the 21st of June. I'm going to go over to the Himalayas with my new heart and do some trekking up in the mountains, and then down to the very developed city of Bangalore, India. Very high-tech.
I've heard about that. Cool. Take a lot of pictures. I want to see them.
I will.
Awesome. That sounds good. We're going to make it happen. We're going to talk when you come back. Thanks, Bob Ney, as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up this hour, we're going to go inside the man cave. And besides the man cave, we're going to go to the movies, too. Godzilla's out. It's getting panned all over the place. I just read a horrific review on Godzilla. Rocket Man, Brightburn. There's a couple of things that might be worth seeing, rather, in that bunch of movies. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, to the mailbag we head. Thank you very much, everybody, for being a part of this deal. I can't believe it. I say it all the time, but I get so much email. It's crazy. In fact, the other, which would be the Hubs, every once in a while, he'll pick up my phone, and you can see where the email is, and he'll say, oh, look, you have 500 email messages. And no exaggeration, I mean, this is a great audience for it, so I appreciate that. And if you're just listening for the first time, you hear something you like, don't like, want to throw in your mama's recipe for meatloaf that you think I need to have, or whatever it is, I'm being silly, go down any rabbit hole you want. KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on contact, boom, you're in, just like that. All right, so how about this? I got this one from Harvey, who says, Kate Delaney, I don't know if you play the lottery or not. I've heard you do some of the numbers, but there was another big jackpot for $325 million. Nobody hit the Powerball, so you know what that means. It means it rolls over, and rollover means it's at least $350 million. What would you do with $221 million free and clear? Well, that's such a staggering amount that to me, you know, it's, what would I do? I can think of like 15 things I would do. One, I would make a list of all these places I would want to go to where, boom, you would just go. And, of course, I would help people that have been good to me. And, of course, I would take the show on the road in a fancy bus so I could meet all of you and give you free copies of my books. You wouldn't have to buy Deal Your Own Destiny. You wouldn't have to go to Amazon. I would just give it to you. That's what I would do. I would go out and meet people. And all. That's what I would do. I would do a bus tour. I would go and do a fun bus tour. And I can't even imagine $221 million. But, yeah. It's a roll, it rolls over, so that's interesting. When it does get high, that's when people, you know, when it gets higher, that's when people start to talk about it. And since you brought it up, there was the other one, too, Mega Millions, also was higher. And so I decided I would give you the numbers on the air if you don't know what the numbers are. For the last time, I don't think nobody got the Mega Millions. Somebody won 2 million. So the last game, it was 9, 21, 34, 42, 50, 21. But that's the Mega is on Friday, and that one is estimated at 444 million. So that would be even slightly higher. There you go. What a way to start off the mailbag. Then we go to this one on a much different note, and this one is from Ann, who says, I heard you talking about the weather and what's happened in Oklahoma with the flooding and the flooding around the nation. And I'll tell you, I used to live in Oklahoma, and we never had floods in the water as bad as we've seen it now lately. And I've heard from friends and family, I don't live there any longer, but it is pretty scary when you've got neighborhoods that are inundated and there's just no way around it. You can sandbag as much as you want, but you just have to get out. And of course, the hundreds and hundreds of homes end up swamped by the water, and it's debris and it's awful and dangerous for everybody, and the water is dirty. And boy, I really feel for those people who are dealing with that. Well, yeah, of course, because see, here's the thing. Some of the places that we're talking about, you've got retirees on a fixed income. You have people that, you know, when you're talking about the house being buried over, insurance and all of that, you know, considering it, you're still building. In some of these cases, they're still going to have to rebuild pieces of houses and that kind of stuff. You had people that try to brave the muddy water, even in bass boats, because they wanted to see what they were going to come back to. It's not good. I mean, you know, you've got floodwaters, flopping fish, mud, debris. It's awful. You go back to your house, and who knows? It's not inhabitable. It's nasty, especially for that one area that I mentioned on the air, and it was a very small community where they had the Arkansas River, and the heavy rain just swelled things over. So they were inundated. That's the best word to use, stealing that word from you, in Sand Springs in Tulsa, and you know, some of those unincorporated areas right near there. All right, this one is from Joseph, who says, boy, this measles outbreak thing really makes you shake your head. I have to say, I raised two kids, Kate, and they're now off in college, both of them. But it scares me to death to think that people who could get a simple vaccination don't, and then get on planes or get in areas where they can affect so many others, and they have no idea what that could cause, the kind of harm that could come to some of the people that could contract the measles from them. I think when you have a disease that can easily be contained, you shouldn't allow it to get to the level that it's gotten to with this outbreak, if that makes sense. Well, yeah, it's past a 25-year-old record. They got almost 1,000 cases this year, 971. So we haven't seen these kind of cases in a very, very long time because it's rare. It used to be rare because of the vaccinations. But now you have people not wanting to have kids vaccinated, and then you're infecting travelers. And so if you're flying, that's what happens, and the number is going to continue to climb. This one is from Randy, and he says, Kate, I listen to you all the time on KCAA radio. You mentioned it, and that's where I found you initially. This whole Jeopardy run, what do you make of that? The sports gambler who is so close to Ken Jennings' record with yet another win. He's less than $150,000 away from the ultimate record. You think he'll set the record? Oh, do I think he'll set the record? I'd be stunned if he didn't. I mean, what I love is he's a professional gambler. I love when they say that every single time. When I've only seen it a handful of times. I haven't been watching this with bated breath every single day to see where he's at. But he won, you know, yet again. And his name is James Holzhauer, and he's like the runaway guy, right? He's beating the competitors. The gap is usually ridiculous. And the final Jeopardy riddle this time around, its anthem was adopted in 1947 to replace one by Joseph Haydn that had been tainted by association with Nazis. And he correctly responded, "What is Austria?" So he just pulls it out. He just pulls it out every single time. And he gets it. He uses this strategy of targeting higher valued clues first and then wagering big money on the daily doubles. And that's how he's gotten to where he is. I'll tell you, for Jeopardy, it's definitely had people even more interested in the game. People who maybe weren't normally paying attention or were sort of paying attention have now been drawn to see what's going to happen with him. So I think if I'm in that business, that's a good boost for that game. Already they have loyal and rabid fans, but how about creating some new ones? I think they're probably doing that with his hot, hot run. This one is from Bobby. Costco is now saying it's going to raise its prices because of the tariffs and this war between China and the U.S. Kate, I've heard you talk about the fact that America Tonight, your show, is about what are the effects of what's happening in my backyard and your backyard and everyone else's backyard. And you mentioned a lot about China and the U.S. and the fact that eventually this is going to trickle down to all of us. So it wouldn't be a surprise, I suppose, because that's what they're going to lay it on. Yeah, the Costco's saying that they're going to suppliers to see what they can do to reduce costs, but in some they can't. They're going to have to do it. So they don't think they're going to scare shoppers off, but they're just saying that, listen, just be aware, things may be more expensive. So for smartphones, clothing's going to be more expensive, that kind of thing. And Costco's going to feel it. I mean, they sell a lot of that. Think about it. The president's threatening to add a 25% tariff on virtually all of the remaining $325 billion in products brought in from China. It's going to affect some of the purchases you make in stores like Costco, no doubt about that. Thanks for all the emails. Coming up, we're changing gears and we're headed to the man cave. Come with me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, argue about those reasons.
Attorney General William Barr sitting down with CBS News and says the former special counsel Robert Mueller could have and should have reached a decision on obstruction in the two-year Russia investigation.
But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Now, on his way to Colorado to speak at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation, the president telling reporters,
"This is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore. Because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Have a seat. Come on in the man cave. What are we talking about in the man cave? Usually it's sports related. It could be grub related too. Maybe there's a few other things we would throw into the convo, but there's plenty to talk about in the world of sports, that's for sure, including the fact that Hank Haney was booted from his golf radio show. I met Hank Haney a long, long, long time ago when I first got into the business, and I was working in Dallas radio, and he had a show on a big Dallas sports station called The Ticket. And he's kind of mild-mannered guy, and then he ended up really becoming famous because and he had some street cred, and people knew him in Dallas, and he had instruction facilities and a cool ranch and all that already. But he then exploded when he became the coach and confidant, et cetera, of Hank Haney for many, many, many years. I mean, for Tiger Woods. And then Hank Haney went on to, you know, be asked to commentate and do special instruction, you know, golf instructions and kind of thing for Golf Magazine, etc. But he was on his Sirius XM PGA Tour radio channel on his show, and they were talking about women's golf, and he made comments about the fact that, you know, the who was going to win. It was going to be a Korean. I predict it's going to be a Korean. And then they just laughed, he and his Steve Johnson, his co-host, and he said, Haney said, I couldn't name you six players in the LPGA Tour. Maybe I could. Well, I'd go with Lee. If I didn't have to name a first name, I'd get a bunch of them right. And then Johnson said, Steve Johnson said, we've got six Lees. So anyway, he said, where are they? He was talking about the LPGA Tour. Where are they playing anyway? And honestly, Michelle Wee is hurt. I don't know that many. So Michelle Wee tweeted something out at responding and, you know, saying that she was a Korean American and said, as a Korean American female golfer, these comments that Hank Haney made disappoint and anger me on so many different levels. Racism and sexism are no laughing matter, Hank. Shame on you. I don't ever do this, but this must be called out, which is true. She kind of, you know, she kind of lays in the weeds in a sense. What's interesting is the LPGA players are competing in the U.S. Women's Open in Charleston, South Carolina. That started on Thursday. So later in the day, so much was being made about this. On Wednesday, he apologized in a tweet. He said, this morning I made some comments about women's golf and its players that were insensitive and that I regret. He wrote, in an effort to make a point about the overwhelming success of Korean players on the tour, I offended people and I am sorry. I have the highest respect for the women who have worked so hard to reach the pinnacle of their sport and I never meant to take anything away from their abilities. Well, bottom line is that they decided, at least for now, he's suspended from Sirius XM PGA Tour radio show that he has been doing. And we'll see. You know, he said, I accept my suspension and apologize again. And does he just kind of come back into this or does it continue? He is somebody who, like I said, had some name recognition because of Tiger Woods, and he's taught about more than Tiger Woods, but he's so famous, about 200 PGA Tour professionals. Mark O'Meara is another guy that he helped, and he hosted a show called The Haney Project on the Golf Channel. So we'll see where this ends up. But that's part of the conversation, the sensitivity issue of, whoa, what you could say before you can't say, and with a sarcastic nod, and especially anything to do with cultures or gender or, you know, exactly what Michelle Wee said, you're going to get bounced. I mean, there's just no two ways about that. There's not even a fence you can put up around it. So they respond. He probably comes back unless they decide it's too hot and there's a zillion other people that would want that job. I'm not sure. In the meantime, Tiger rallies at the memorial, speaking of Tiger, and he's five shots back. So this is out of Dublin, Ohio. He had an okay round with three birdies in his last five to finish Thursday's play in that opening 18. He said it was one of those days that could have easily flipped, like it could have gotten more out of it, but he had a 2-under par 70. It's the little shots, and he would attest to that can get you. He did have a 2-putt birdie on the par 5 11th. He hit a 9-iron for 155 yards on the par 4 13th into a bunker, made a bogey. I mean, this is golf, right? But after putting on the green jacket, multiply any appearance that Tiger Woods makes, and it is big, 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 big. No question. How about the story about Derek Dietrich? The Pirates broadcaster ripped Derek Dietrich, who plays for the Reds, for home run celebrations. He said, can't stand them. So 7 home runs, Dietrich, in 9 games against them. 3 homers on Tuesday, an 11-6 win. But he said on his radio show, Dietrich did. I just don't see why. I don't understand why you have to do that. It's different if you're a Hall of Fame player, you're a 60-guy homer guy, you're an established guy. Nobody ever heard of him before this year. I heard of him because his grandfather, who used to be a minor league coach for the Pirates, I knew of him. He was the nicest, sweetest guy in the world. He's rolling in his grave every time this guy hits a home run. He's embarrassed for his grandson, and he's talking about what he does with the bat and how he flips it and how he does the home run trot. And what was said on the show was, is just being arrogant. I don't get it. I don't get why you do that. It doesn't make any sense to me. So an example is on Monday, Dietrich crushed a solo home run that bounced to the top row in the right field seats. He dropped his bat, watched his home run from the batter's box for a few seconds, and then he was off to the races. So just kind of admiring his handiwork. Eventually, if this continuously happens, someone's going to blow him off the plate. Someone's going to get him to try to back down. And it'll probably be a pitcher who will buzz the ball by his head or do something that out of the ordinary to say, yeah, we got you. We're watching. Don't worry. Maybe. That's what I'm thinking. Completely makes sense to me. Completely. Does this make sense to you in the NBA? We're talking about the Raptors strike first. The Raptors. You know what? Heading into the year, this was the team that could be so deadly for Golden State. And sure enough, in this first game, 118-109, Kawhi Leonard. Part of the reason why. A lot of people watching that game. First game. And then it's over for another season. How'd that happen? Poof. There it isn't anymore. There it isn't. Stanley Cup Finals. They're tied at 1 apiece. Bruins and the Blues will meet again on Saturday night. And I've said this already. If you are interested in hockey, you're going to watch it anyway. If you have a mild interest in it, it's kind of a good matchup where you're not sure what's going to happen because they're even enough that this could go back and forth and it could end up in a game 7. Or not, but I wouldn't be stunned. Let's put it that way. If it ended up in 7 games, nothing better than watching a game 7, especially if you're invested in the team. But even if you're not, if you're going to watch and there's going to be some drama and there's going to be something that pulls you in, that could be what draws you back in. Could be. Is what I'm thinking. Could be. How about the Seahawks suing former draft pick Malik McDowell in federal court? Why did they do that? They're saying he hasn't followed through on an arbiter's ruling that he has to repay the team $800,000 in forfeited signing bonus money. He never played a down for the team after he got a head injury in an ATV accident in the summer. You go back to 2017 for that. Because once that happens, he was required to pay the team $799,238 within 30 days of the ruling, but he didn't do it. Didn't do it. Gotta be careful about those signing bonuses. Stay with us. Go to the movies next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, time to go to the movies. This week at the movies, one of the big releases that probably cost a fortune to make is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. It is PG-13. It breaks nationwide this weekend again. And you got to think of the theme of Godzilla. We've seen lots of different ways that Godzilla has been pushed into a movie, and certainly on the small screen. And here's one of the reviews I read. This was from USA Today. This is what they say. They gave it 2 stars out of 4. They say it's a movie and not a sporting event, though while it delivers on the sheer brutal beauty of a beast-on-beast tussle, it's a colossal misstep in several ways, from ludicrous dialogue to thin characters to ridiculous plot turns. Godzilla demands a certain level of absurdity to be fun, but even this is a stretch. Wow! So, here's Godzilla. Check it out.
What we are witnessing here is the return of Titans. Titans.
many of these things are there?
17 and counting.
That's messed up.
Mothra. Rodan. Ghidorah.
Oh my.
They're moving like a pack. They're hunting. They all respond directly to an alpha. We stop this Ghidorah. We stop them all.
Is there another creature that might stand a chance against him?
Godzilla free.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's bring him in for a beer.
No, this time we join the fight.
Run.
We just live in it.
Damn right.
All right, so you get the basic gist of this. There is some well-known people in it, including Kyle Chandler. Remember him from Friday Night Lights. Millie Bobby Brown. She's in a very popular series right now. And Vera Farmiga, if you remember her, and she's a big part of this, too. I don't want to give away the storyline, even though it sounds like they're trying to dissuade people, the reviewers, from seeing it. This is a lot of CGI stuff, and there's metaphors, there's the atomic age, it's all kinds of stuff that they're trying to tackle, I guess, in Godzilla. So we'll see. My nephew wanted to go. I'm going. I'll be able to give you that first-hand review. But for now, it might be a wait-and-see kind of thing. I have a feeling it's going to be a big opener, though. And this is opening week, so I think it explodes pretty much wide. Now, the competition would be a film called The Rocket Man. And Rocket Man, or Rocket Man, is Elton John, one of his popular songs. And it's all about him. Check it out.
Feeling into
you. I could hear the whole tune in my head. It was all there. I could see all the notes, and I just had to get it out.
It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside.
What did you say your name was again? My name is...
Reggie!
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald? That's my granddad's name.
So that is a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
Gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
You can be the best-selling artist in America if you desire.
I was trying to do something bold.
Why are you still something flashy?
Can you even play the piano in those?
Let him know who you are.
And just don't kill yourself with drugs.
So how does it feel to be a star?
It's never going to last.
Let's just enjoy it while we can.
Our sleeping arrangements, Kate, all of this is gone.
I just hope you realize you're choosing a life of being alone forever.
Don't we want to just sing without this ridiculous paraphernalia?
People don't pay to see Reg White. They pay to see Elton John.
Sorry. I know.
Do you even care
how much pressure I am under.
Not really. I'll still be collecting my 20% long after you've killed yourself.
Maybe I should have tried to be more ordinary.
You were never ordinary.
Look
at you now.
All right, so Taron Egerton plays Elton John, and boy, he looks like he does a really fine job of it. And the movie is a biopic. It's tough to do a biopic, but the music's there, and I bet you it draws an audience. Maybe it competes with Godzilla, and maybe both of them do okay in the box office. Both would be streaming movies for sure, but they won't be on the streaming circuit for another 8 months or so. Brightburn is our last flick. It's totally different from those two. Check it out.
Whatever you've done, I know there is good inside you.
You get it, Brightburn, drama, sci-fi. If you go see it, send me a cheap movie review. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Make it count.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.